Chapter 3. Strange Voices. One day, Dr. Doolittle is playing in the garden with Chee-Chee, his monkey, and Lap, his dog. Suddenly, a bird cries from the tree. Dr. Doolittle climbs to the top of the tree and sees it. The bird is on a branch. It looks thin and sick.
What's the problem?
The doctor asks.
Why can't you fly?
The bird squawks suddenly, and Dr. Doolittle jumps back and falls from the tree. His head hits the ground. Bam! And he becomes unconscious. 20 minutes later, Dr. Doolittle is still lying on the ground. From far away, he hears voices and begins to wake up. His head hurts. Suddenly, he feels something cold and wet on his body. Then he hears the voices again.
He's waking up. Can you see? The water on his face was a good idea.
Yes, but I said his face, not his body. Now he's all wet and he looks sick.
He isn't sick. He's a doctor.
That's ridiculous. Of course doctors can be sick. They're just ordinary people.
Really? And then what do they do? Do they help themselves? Or do they go to another doctor?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. Let's ask him.
Dr. Doolittle feels Lap licking his face.
Doctor, where do you go when you're sick?
The voice says. Dr. Doolittle looks around him, but there's nobody there. Only Lap and Chee-Chee. The monkey is eating biscuits. Lap winks at Dr. Doolittle. The doctor opens his eyes. His dog and monkey are speaking to him, and he understands their language. What's happening?